We have been blessed this morning to come together to think about our Lord Jesus Christ, and our thoughts have been concerning Him and His death upon Calvary's cross, and the wonderful privilege that we enjoy this morning being sons and daughters of a living God. And I trust that these thoughts that we've had this morning will continue with us throughout this week, throughout this day, as we think of our Lord Jesus Christ and His great love toward each and every one of us. And I'd just like to read Psalm 139 and then think of God's thoughts towards us. Isn't it wonderful to know that God thinks about you and I every day? Every moment of our lives He thinks about us. Let's just read Psalm 139 together. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from my spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into the heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell below, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. Isn't it wonderful? We've been hearing about the hands of men this morning, and how cruel they were concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. But here we read, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike unto Thee. For Thou hast possessed my reins, Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from Thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in Thy book all my members were written, which were in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Verse 17 and 18. How precious also are Thy thoughts unto me. How precious also are Thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with Thee. Surely Thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against Thee wickedly, and Thine enemies take Thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate Thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against Thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Just like to read verse 17 again. How precious also are Thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. It's wonderful to know this morning that God thinks about you and I. The infinite heart of God, God's thoughts, reveals His heart. And His heart is filled with the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, His beloved Son. In John chapter 18, we read these words, "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him." And so as we think of the thoughts of God, we think first of all of their incomparable value, the preciousness of God's thoughts. First of all, God's thoughts are towards His Son. We've been thinking about our Lord Jesus Christ this morning and His death, His burial and His resurrection. And God's thoughts, first of all, His precious thoughts are towards His Son. Luke chapter 3 and verse 23, at the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, the words came from heaven, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Or as Mr. Darby puts it, "In thee I have found great delight." And it is through His Son that the fullness of God's thoughts towards us have been expressed. And so when we think about God's thoughts towards us, we think of them through our Lord Jesus Christ. God sees us through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then as we think of these thoughts, let's just have a look at a few of them. Let's look at Psalm 72 and verse 14. 72 and verse 14, "He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in His sight." And so here we find that in God's thoughts, my life and your life is precious. The preciousness of God's thoughts. I not only find that my life is precious, but if we read Psalm 49, if we turn across there to Psalm 49 and read verses 7 and 8, "None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever." So we find that my life, your life, is precious in the thoughts of God. And not only that, but our soul is precious as well. The Amplified Version tells us that the ransom of their life is too costly, and the price they can pay can never suffice. Now we found that our life is precious, our soul is precious, but also in the thoughts of God there is the fellowship that you and I have one with the other. And so the fellowship of the saints is precious in the sight of God, in the thoughts of God. Let's turn to Psalm 133. "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore."
it is like precious ointment. The fellowship that you and I can have with each other in the Lord, in God's thoughts, they are very precious. And then just to move on, another precious thought that God has as far as you and I are concerned, let's turn again to Psalm 126. It's wonderful how a lot of these verses are just around about this Psalm 139 when you look at them. Psalm 126, my service or our service is precious. Verse 5, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And there we find, dear brethren and sisters, the work that we are involved in, no matter how small, no matter how insignificant. Maybe I might not know of some of the things that you may be doing behind the scenes, whether it is talking to someone on a bed of illness, whether it's visiting someone in the hospital, whether it's a door knock, whether it's a tract distribution, whether it's in the Sunday school. No matter what it might be, and it might be perhaps unknown to many, many others, but whatever that service is, if it's toward the unsaved in bringing him to the Lord Jesus Christ, or otherwise, we find that our service is precious in the sight of God. And so may we perhaps not sometimes as we might do, think, oh well, what is all this that we're doing? Is it worth it? Too many kids, too few kids, the behavior, or whatever it might be, let us think that no matter how small, no matter how small the part we play, that our service is precious in the sight of God. And then also we find that not only that, but my death is precious in the thoughts and in the sight of God. And Psalm 116 verse 15 says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And how wonderful to know that one day when we pass from this scene, the Lord Jesus Christ will welcome us in his presence. And then we find the preciousness, of course, as we've been thinking of the thoughts of God. But then we find their direction. The direction of the thoughts of God. They are towards you and I. And sometimes we can perhaps sit and think about this and say, oh well, how is it? How is it that God loves me so much? How is it that he can think about me so much? Psalm 119 and verse 73, I'll just read this for time's sake. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. And so you see there how his thoughts are directed unto you and I. He made us. He fashioned us. Not only did he make me, but he sees me. In Genesis chapter 16, we read there of Hagar, Sarah's maid. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, and she said, thou God seest me. For she said, have I also looked after him that seeth me. His thoughts are directed unto you and I because he made us. And he sees us every day. You know, sometimes we say to people, out of sight, out of mind. But not as far as God is concerned. Because God sees you and I every day. And we are in his thoughts every day. He thinks of me. His thoughts of me. Psalm 40. Let's turn to Psalm 40. And verse 17. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Isn't it wonderful to know that the thoughts of God are directed towards you and me? He made me. He sees me. He thinks of me. He loves me. He does. He died for me, and He lives in me. And if we turn to Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, we read these words: I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. And so we see God loves me. He died for me. He lives in me. Isn't it wonderful in these verses how we read that God's thoughts are continually directed towards you and I. Not only that, but we find that He leads us. His thoughts towards us is to lead us. Psalm 23, He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. Psalm 23 verse 4, He protects me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Thou art with me. Psalm 138, He will perfect me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. And so He leads us, He protects us, and He will one day, praise God, He will perfect us. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6, we read that verse, being confident of this very thing, that He which begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So God's thoughts towards you and I are precious. God's thoughts towards you and I, well, they continually directed towards us. Sometimes we can think about somebody and then something comes in between and suddenly we find that our thoughts may be distracted. But God's thoughts, they are continually directed towards you and I. And then thirdly, we find that God's thoughts concerning you and I, they are indestructible. Indestructible. Let's look at Psalm 139 and verse 18, the psalm we read. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. And when I awake, I am still with thee. And so God continually thinks about you and about I. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11 says, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The Amplified Version says, to give you hope in your final outcome. Isn't it wonderful, dear friends, this morning to know that God thinks about you and I all the time. His thoughts are precious. His thoughts are directed towards us, and His thoughts are indestructible. We have been privileged this morning to think about our Lord Jesus Christ, and as I said, that we may continue throughout this day and throughout this week and throughout our lives to think about our Lord Jesus Christ, that our thoughts might be directed towards Him. But as we leave this morning, may we take these verses with us. Verse 17, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. And when I awake, I am still with thee. How privileged we are this morning. We are redeemed by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And to know that from day to day, He thinks upon you and I, and we are kept in the hollow of His hand. May the Lord just bless these few remarks for His name's sake.